There are those who think of God, if they think of him at all, as a force of origin who has long since left his creation to run on its own. This was not the view of David, king and psalm writer. Though he lived in a land more often subject to dry spells than the western Dakotas, David did not consider the rains to be a chancy thing. Rather, he saw the land about him as God's own, land that the Lord cared about and cared for in a personal way. Since this was the case, David prayed for rain even as we do, and prayed after rain as we should, giving credit where credit is due. Praise awaits you, O God, O you who hear prayer. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water. The streams of God are the clouds which he still forms and directs, and so personally provides for crops and fields and us his people. Give praise to God.